Like to invite Margaret Akerstrom forward at this time to lead us in our stewardship moment.
Good morning. What an honor to be the opening speaker for the CCB stewardship campaign. As you must certainly all know by now, we are being asked if we are in. Over the course of the next 6 weeks, you will be hearing from various members of the CCB family about their in word. Today, it is my turn, on behalf of my family, to share our in word. That word is incalculable. Not able to be calculated or even estimated. If you ask me to determine the worth of the role that CCB has played in our family's life over the last almost 30 years, the value is absolutely not able to be calculated. As I went back over those years to find the seeds that, when planted, grew into the blossoming of so many remarkable blessings that began right here at CCB, the sheer number of intermingling branches that grew to miraculous fruition proved to be, again, incalculable. And virtually all of those seeds are people. You, or one of many other treasured members of CCB who sat in these pews over the years. I call it a story of withouts. That is, without a certain seed, the plant would not have taken root, flourished, and grown. Please bear with me a bit as I look back on our journey with CCB people who even to this day are so much an integral part of our lives. I want you to understand that your value is, well, incalculable. Without Pat Försterling and her excitedly talking about all her fabulous friends at CCB, such as Sarah Dockery and Sandy Lindbergh, we would not have come here. We visited one church in Barrington. This is it. The place we chose for our family to worship together and raise our son the way we were raised, as children of God. Without Faye Nakaguchi, Judy Janney, and Don McLean, Sunday school teachers with extraordinary patience for little boys like our Jamie, we wouldn't have stayed. Without Matt and Mike Mailman, Daniel Andrus, Emily Newman, Stephanie Reeve, and Robert Grome, Jamie wouldn't have learned what kinds of values and morals he should look for in his friends. Without Jean Capellos, her friendship and advice, we wouldn't have survived Barrington High School. And when my 93-year-old father arrived in Barrington and began attending CCB, he and Jean became fast kindred spirits, such a blessing for him as the two of them brought each other such joy and laughter. Without Glenn and Betty Loafman, their son Derek, and the CCB support and sponsorship of summer musical theater within these walls, plus Pam Andrus's imaginative musical Christmas pageants, Jamie wouldn't have been launched on his vocal music career, from the musical Oliver to Barrington Children's Choir, middle and high school musicals, the Barrington High School Choir, Madrigals, Barbershop, trips to Cuba, and twice to Italy. This seed grew into a plant of so many branches, as it also led to our being chaperones on many European tours for both the children's choir and the high school choir. Without Betty McLean's talented church choir, which brought Bill back to his beloved singing that he had been so long without, and also later fellow choir member Scott McGoy, Bill wouldn't have acquired a partner in crime, practically daring each other to try out for the Chicago Master Singers. Another plant of many branches, actually more like a tree, as this group of amazing people has bloomed with so many blessings, both in our lives and at CCB, not the least of which is our many trips to Europe with CMS over the last 16 years, where we shared with the world God's word in beautiful sacred music. And without Pastor Zena and her encouraging me to lead worship and write parts of the Good Friday and Christmas Eve services, I wouldn't have discovered that my spiritual gifts might actually go beyond 11 years of teaching Sunday school and serving on CCB committees. And now, so many of you, some longtime friends and others newly arrived, seeds waiting to be planted and watered with God's blessings, so much potential for new and exciting growth. Can I imagine what our lives would look like now if it hadn't been for CCB? Never in a million years. The journeys we have taken because of the people we have met here are so deeply woven into the fabric of our lives that they are the fabric of our lives. As I said in the beginning, the effect of God working through this church for us is incalculable. So every fall, when the world around us here in Barrington transforms into glorious reds, oranges, and yellows with crisp blue sky days and fireplace nights, when the annual stewardship letter arrives from CCB and we look at each other, we just smile, nod our heads, and sign up to be in for our share of supporting this piece, this place that has given us so much. Blessings that remain forever incalculable. Thank you.